Good morning, it's 8 o'clock on Thursday, June the 4th, and this is Morning Ireland with Brian Dobson and Audrey Carvel. Let's get the news. It's read now by Brian Jennings.
Health officials are meeting today to conclude advice they'll give to the government on the scheduled easing of COVID-19 restrictions in 4 days' time. Under phase two of the government's roadmap, it's envisaged that from next week, people will be able to increase the distance they can travel from home from 5 kilometres to 20 kilometres. Up to 4 people will be allowed to visit another household, but for a short period. Marts, libraries and retail outlets will be allowed to reopen their doors, so long as certain social distancing measures were met. The National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET, will also discuss guidelines on nursing home visits. Our correspondent, Sinead Crowley, reports.
Phase two of the easing of coronavirus restrictions is due to begin next Monday. The final decision rests with government, and they take advice from the National Public Health Emergency Team, which meets today. At a briefing at the Department of Health last night, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan said there's nothing in the data so far to suggest that NPHET won't recommend moving to phase two. However, he added that the third week of each stage is the crucial one, and it's important to wait till the end of this week before making a decision. Other issues due to be discussed at the NPHET meeting are measures aimed at easing the pressure on children, including the possibility of summer camps, visits to nursing homes and the control of the transmission of the virus among health workers.
The employers group IBEC has said further significant measures will be needed over the coming months to protect businesses and households from the economic fallout of the COVID-19 outbreak. In its latest quarterly economic report, IBEC says that high levels of unemployment among young people may become a stubborn issue to try to resolve. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
IBEC claims Ireland's roadmap to reopening the economy is more conservative than almost all comparable countries. Its latest quarterly outlook says the duration of restrictions will determine the scale of the fall in economic activity. It warns that high levels of youth unemployment may become an intractable problem. It points out that the accommodation and hospitality sector is amongst the worst hit, with an estimated 69% of workers in receipt of the COVID-19 payment. It expects unemployment overall to remain high, only falling to 16% by the end of this year. It urges the government to only withdraw income supports gradually or risk a wave of redundancies in companies still operating well below capacity.
The former US Defence Secretary James Mattis has criticised President Donald Trump over his threat to use heavily armed soldiers to tackle violent protests triggered by the death of a black man, George Floyd, in police custody in Minneapolis. Mr. Mattis, a former Marine Corps general, said that instead of trying to unite the country, Mr. Trump was attempting to divide citizens. He said the US was witnessing the consequences of 3 years without mature leadership. Mr. Trump replied by Twitter, describing Mr. Mattis as the world's most overrated general. Talks on government formation will continue today as the parties involved seek to reach an agreement by early next week. The leaders of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green Party will meet TDs from the regional group later. A search is underway this morning for a young boy who is reported to have fallen into the River Boyne in Drogheda in County Louth last night. A search operation was stood down in the early hours, but resumed at first light. Our northeast correspondent, Sinead Hussey.
Gardaí say they were alerted to a report that a young boy had fallen into the River Boyne under the Bridge of Peace in Drogheda at around 10:15 last night. It's understood a number of witnesses contacted Gardaí. An extensive search of the area was carried out. The Coast Guard helicopter and volunteer divers from Drogheda River Rescue were involved in the operation, which was stood down in the early hours. The search resumed this morning. Sinead Hussey, RTÉ News, Drogheda.
Police in Germany are due to give further details today about a suspect in the disappearance of Madeleine McCann 13 years ago. Officers are expected to outline links between the suspect, a convicted sex offender, and the 3-year-old who went missing in Portugal in 2007. The 43-year-old man, who hasn't been named, is known to have been in the same area when Madeleine went missing. It's understood he used to live in the Algarve, working as a handyman and sleeping in a camper van. German police say he used his phone in Praia da Luz, the area where the McCanns were staying, an hour before Madeleine was last seen. Investigators say that a Jaguar car he owned was re-registered to a friend the following day. He's currently in jail in Germany for unrelated offences. Christian Hoppe from Germany's Federal Criminal Police Office gave more details on the man on the country's ZDF television channel.
He is a German citizen. He was 30 when Madeleine disappeared. He's in prison in Germany because of a sexual crime and drug offences. Between 1995 and 2007, he lived almost exclusively in Portugal. He has two previous convictions for the sexual assault of girls.
Now the time is 7 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with SuperValu. Home cooking is more important than ever lately, so get inspired with thousands of tasty recipes on supervalu.ie.
It'll be cloudy at first. Light showers in the north and west will spread to all areas. Rainfall amounts will be small, however, and parts of the southeast may stay dry. It'll brighten up later this afternoon. There'll be sunny spells by this evening as showers become isolated. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 16 degrees.